Czech Defence Minister Jana Černochová is currently visiting the United States in order to discuss closer defence ties and the speedy purchase of new military equipment. At a meeting with Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin in Washington on Thursday, both sides expressed their interest in signing a mutual defence cooperation agreement. Tom McEncrow has the details.
The Czech defence minister met with her US counterpart after arriving in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. Defence Secretary Austin welcomed her by crediting the country's response to the threat on NATO's eastern flank over the past 2 months.
Madam Minister, I commend the Czech Republic for your whole-of-government approach to providing security assistance and humanitarian aid to Ukraine. I also applaud everything that you've done to enhance deterrence on NATO's eastern flank, especially serving as a framework nation in our new NATO battle group in Slovakia.
The two parties then discussed closer cooperation on a multitude of projects. Ms. Černochová expressed her country's wish to sign a defense cooperation agreement with the United States. Speaking to Czech television after the meeting, she said that this request was met with a positive response.
I received personal assurances from Defense Secretary Austin that he will make sure that the Czech Republic's modernization plans will be seen as one of the United States' priorities.
The Czech side is especially interested in securing purchases of US military helicopters, although other equipment such as F-35 fighter jets may also be on the table. A contract for the purchase of 4 Viper and 8 Venom helicopters to replace the Czech Republic's Soviet-era Mi-35s had already been signed by Černochová's predecessor Lubomír Metnar in 2019. However, the Czech side hopes to acquire even more helicopters in the coming years. Associated pilot and personnel training, as well as the long-term delivery of spare parts, mean that this would likely be a decades-long deal. Unconfirmed rumours also suggest that if the US helicopter deliveries could be sped up, the Czech Army's Soviet-era gunships could be sent to Ukraine. Furthermore, Ms. Černochová signalled that the Czech side would be interested in signing a 10-year-long reciprocal defence procurement agreement that would enable the Czech defence industry to participate in US military procurement programmes. Currently, Czech defence manufacturers are blocked from taking part in the US Army tenders by legislation. Finally, the Czech defence minister also reaffirmed her country's commitment to spending at least 2% of GDP on defence by 2025. She told Czech television that this target could be reached sooner if the necessary equipment will become available for purchase. She also invited Defence Secretary Austin to visit Prague. Jana Černochová will be staying in the United States until Monday, when she will return to the Czech Republic.